nature. And here we see that Solomon is speaking of the different seasons. So if we look naturally at, say, as a farmer, if you look at seasons, there's different seasons throughout the year, you know? And like now, we are in winter season. So there's certain crops that you can plant in winter. It wouldn't be wise or prudent to plant summer crops in the wintertime, because just by that action, because you're planting outside of the season, you won't be successful. You see? So, like the word says there, that there's a time and a season for everything. So, a time or a season, as Brother Teach put it, that we are, on the day he spoke of it in this way, that we're in a season of possibilities. So the break of a new year, we opened up, we're in a new place. We're in a new environment. So there's possibilities that are open to us. But for us to, possibility doesn't mean you have the result. No. Possibility, in another way, is just the potential. It's just the potential. So we can see, and we there's two ways to take it. We can take it as a body group, as a church. But if we begin by applying that to our own lives, that's the beginning, because we know that all of us bring our lick of fire. Though we be many, but we are one. So it begins from us as individuals. That's where the starting point is. Is each one of us, if we play our part. But what we desire to look at is just that season of possibilities, if we put it inside of our own personal lives. So the first thing that you have to look at is that, what season are you in? Because like with the farmer, you have to sow seasonally. You have to sow seasonally. So you see what season you are in, and then you can build up from that. You know, but we as believers, we know by the grace of God and the teaching of the word that there's a way in which God works. And that's our heart's desire, is just to maybe look at that in a seasonal way. Yeah? So the first thing is to sense the season. That's a key part. And we do that, or can be beneficials of that, when we walk simply by walking in the Spirit. Because that the Word tells us, and God doesn't change. He says sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. You see? So if you're out of the Spirit, even though God could speak to you, what is there available to you in your season? You won't hear it. Because you're out of the Spirit. So you can't hear His voice. We see examples of that. You know, if we look at Moses, yeah, the children of Israel had been crying out to the Lord 400 years. How long, Lord? You please don't forget us. They got so caught up in just, if I can put it in this way, in the religious aspect of it. So much that they had lost the reality of God inside of their lives. They knew that there was a God above. They had, in some ways, it's like they had no option. They were desperate people. They needed help. So we just pray to God. But it's only few of them that walked in the Spirit. It's few of them that looked, because the great shortcoming of us as beings is that we're good at seeing, looking back to see what has happened and looking forward to see what will happen. Yet we miss what is happening for us today.
That's true.
You see, because the Lord is I am. He's present. He's a present help in a time of need. But these children of Israel, they had generation after generation, the same cry. Lord, and I don't believe they would have asked that if they didn't have a hope that God would one day answer their prayer. You see, but the only thing that they missed, many of them, is that they weren't walking in I am. They weren't walking in what God is doing here and now. They just were crying for God who's going to do something in the future. So much so that when God heard and answered their prayer, because in the word it says, and the Lord heard the prayers of his children. And he brought them a deliverer in Moses. That was their season of deliverance. That was their season of deliverance. Moses came. God heard his prayer. But if we remember, when Moses was 40 years old, he looked and he seen what was going on with the children of God. He knew his mother had trained him and taught him who he was. He knew that he was the man called for that hour. I know we can look at it in another way, that he ran ahead of God. But the prophet said that they stayed an extra 40 years in bondage because they didn't accept the answer which God brought to them through Moses. They didn't. Moses had to flee and run away into the desert and remain there another 40 years before he came back. That was an extra 40 years that didn't have to happen for them. It didn't have to work that way. You see? And this is something which many times, as sons and daughters of the Lord, we can look at these things and put it that was back in the Bible. But God is still with us. He still speaks even today. He should be real in our lives in one way or the other. He should be real. If he's not, at the beginning of the year, at a new opportunity, there's new seasons open. That's the time to seek the Lord. That, Lord, what are you saying to me today? I can see the potential that's ahead of me. How do I walk therein? And that way you find the answer. Maybe for an example, we can, there's many examples we could take. We could look at, maybe we'll look at Nehemiah. If Nehemiah chapter 2, and we'll read from verse 1. There's so many examples. And it came to pass heart. God gave him the burden. He was the man for that hour. It fell into his hands. So there was all this potential that was there. How he conducted himself was key. It was very important. Like we read there where this, if you could put up again that scripture. So the king to say, but why are you so sad? Because he had never seen him. He was the wine bearer. He had never seen Nehemiah's condition. You see? So he's asking him, what is your problem? You are at the right place. I can solve the problem. But if you look at what Nehemiah did, he said, before he answered, he sensed the season. He knows that all the possibilities are there for him. But he knew that his conduct, how he behaved himself in that moment of possibilities was key. And look what he did. He said the last part of that scripture is, sorry, if you go back. So I prayed to the God of heaven. Nehemiah, even though he was the man that was he was very close to the king. He was his cupbearer. The king trusted him. But he looked back to the Lord. He didn't rely on his own ability anything to do with that. He looked to the Lord, even though the king is telling, you tell me. But he prayed about it. That's the first thing. He prayed about it. He looked for the Lord's will. He said, Lord, you help me to speak the right things when I speak to the king. You help me that to conduct myself in the right way, because the scales were in a balance. And depending on his action, because God has partnered himself with us, the Lord will always play his part, like with the farmer. God, when it's a season for rain, it's up to God to send the rain. But the farmer, it's his season, it's his responsibility to prepare the ground. That's what we are called to do. So that when those seasons of possibility are opened up to us, and they do open up, we are ready to move through that. If you give us the last verse 5. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres. We leave it there, because verse 6, the king gives him what he asked of. He gave it to him, because his approach was the right approach. You know, let's see another example. If we go to Genesis, give us a second there, just as we finish up. Genesis chapter 8. That's what I'm looking for. Genesis 8 and verse 22. If we can go to Genesis 41, I think is the one I wanted. If you give me a second. It's Genesis 41 and we'll read from verse 12. It says, and there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his dream. And it came to pass, as interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. Just on on that, before we read on, that so we know that this is the time when Joseph was in prison, and he had interpreted the dreams of the butler. Remember the two that were in prison with him? And he asked them one thing, because Joseph knew. Joseph already had a vision. Joseph was a prophet. He knew who he was. He knew what the Lord had called him to do and for. He knew where the Lord was taking him to. But yet him knowing that, but he didn't run ahead of the season. He waited, and he worked seasonally. Because when they left prison, He said to them, please, don't forget me when you go before Pharaoh. Don't forget me. But you know how long it took them? It took 2 years. 2 years. But even during that time, Joseph still conducted himself well. He waited for the right season. He waited for the right time. Because Joseph understood that God works seasonally. If you work in its season, you get the fruits. You get the fruits. You see, and if you can bring up that scripture as well, that you can see that conduct during the time of your season is very important. Because Joseph, even though he knew that he was the discerner of dreams, but when they called him up before Pharaoh, he didn't go. They changed him. They shaved him. He knew he's going before the king. He knew he's going before the one who can bring the reality of the vision which the Lord had showed him to pass. So you see his conduct. We learn so many things from that. Verse 15, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there's none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. So we see again the same thing with Nehemiah. He prayed. He didn't put himself ahead of the season or ahead of the vision. He stayed behind God because God is the one who gives the results. We only need to create the atmosphere because God works in the atmosphere. That's it. Everything works in the atmosphere. Now we're preparing for the main service. The song leader will lead us into an atmosphere to receive the word. Prayer will shake us, make us forget our problems, make us remind us of what we came here to do today, to worship God. So God works in the atmosphere. You got to, when it's your season, create the atmosphere for the results to follow. And they will follow. It's because God doesn't change his way. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's just for us to discern and walk in that season. You know, there's so many examples we could have used. There's David, just in closing. David being anointed. You know, he was anointed by Samuel. He was anointed by the prophet of his day that he should be king. But it wasn't yet the time. It was the right season, but it wasn't yet the time. He didn't go ahead of the word of God. There were opportunities. David, when Saul went to ease himself, David cut a piece. You're so close to him. David's men even quoted the word to him. They said, today is the day that God has delivered your enemies into your hand. If David was like Saul, who was out of the spirit, David would have said, surely. But he didn't do that. He was in the spirit, so he gave opportunity for the Holy Ghost to rise up in him and remind him that Saul was the Lord's anointed. And the Lord said, touch not my anointed. So he didn't do that. You see, even though he knew he was anointed to be the next king, but he had to wait for the right time and season. But we'll close for there, and maybe we'll finish up another time. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for opportunity, Lord, to gather around your word. Heavenly Father, we want to pray, Lord God, and ask you now once again that, Lord, as we go into the next part of the service, Lord, we pray, Lord, may you please take control. Father, may you be the one who has preeminence, Lord. Heavenly Father, our desire, Lord, is always to walk in your will, always to walk in the way that you'd show us, Lord. So we pray for the musicians. We pray for the song leader. Please use them, Lord, for your honor, for your glory. Lord, everything which will be said and done, Lord, in your house, we commit it unto thee. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.